Once again, let's get back to Milo's Internet Marketing on TalkZone.com.
Well, thank you, and welcome back. You're listening to Milo's Internet Marketing radio program. The website is milosinternetmarketing.com. All your internet business needs are there. You can find courses there. You can find all information that you need to help improve your business. If you have a question for myself or a question for Andy, give Andy a quick notice. There's a button there called Ask Andy. We've got a monthly special and a radio special. Be sure to check out those items and lots more. Another great one to look at is ProSites. That kind of takes you to a different level, a different, little more professional level once you get your feet wet and want to take another extra step. And, of course, if you're not sure of things, go into newbies. And a lot of places there where you can find information for learning something about Internet, whether you want to do it or don't want to do it or how much you want to get into it. So, again, it's milosinternetmarketing.com. I'm going to talk this portion about some mistakes that people make in creating a website. In fact, I have 8 mistakes people make, the main mistakes. I hate to talk on the negative side of things of, you know, what you shouldn't do, but sometimes we learn the best lessons of life from failure. When we fall, we can pick ourselves up, and that's what's important. So we make mistakes, and learn from your mistakes. Just don't panic about them. Don't think, gee, this is the end of the world. Just learn from them and move on. So we're going to try to help you from making too many mistakes. And one is by butchering fonts. You know, people get on a website, they love to play with fonts. This font, that font, this color, this size, large, small, all these kinds of things. Mistake number one is people butchering the fonts. What I mean by butchering fonts is actually a four-pointer. The first point is that people use too many font styles on the first page, or any page, but too many font styles on a page. The other mistake I see is people making with the butchering of the fonts is that they use too many different font colors on the same page. And then this just looks more like a circus than it looks like a website. Keep it simple, like the Twitter, simple and sweet. Keep it simple. As far as colors go, keep it very simple and easily make it basic. The consistent color that I see for the main headline is either navy blue, black, or red. Those stand out the most. Red is really the highest rated one, but navy blue and black are also very important. What's more traditional than black lettering and white background? Again, it's very simple looking, kind of bland looking, kind of blah looking, but people do relate very well to that. Then for subheadlines, the colors that work best are navy blue or royal blue. So you can have a different color with the subheadlines, but don't throw in a lot of different colors all the way around. Now, if I need to put emphasis on a word or set of words, either use bold or italics, but try not to use both. Reading a book would be confusing if you're reading and see bold, you see one font, medium, small, large colors. A book is very straightforward, black and white, and usually the same size. Occasionally, italics make something stand out. Occasionally, bold makes something to stand out. But you don't normally see in a book both bold and italics together. One of the things that people have been taught is that yellow highlighter is something that's makes something very important on that page. So don't be afraid to use the yellow highlighter. It's psychologically, it tells people, oh, this is important. It's not only typed, it's highlighted. So that's something you can use that is very effective that not many people use, but use that highlighter. The other thing that I see people doing is using too many different font sizes. It's not the specific point size that's important, but it's rather the variety of the sizes of fonts. That large or extra large corresponds to 24 or 36 point type, which is fine. But if you're going to make those 24, make the subheadlines around 18. And then the body should be really small or medium, 10, 12, 14 point. The older you get, the easier it is to read a larger point, so look at 12 or 14. If you're typing for senior citizens type thing, then use the 14 or 16 type for the regular font. That's fine, but but don't mix and match of all different kinds of sizes. Another thing I need to do is pay attention to link colors. This is the point. A lot of people like to get fancy with the link color, make it different. Again, very simple, make it standard, make it basic. The blue underlined links are what people use, and that's what they use. Sure, you can add all these extra things, but it really makes it confusing. You want a website that's very, very simple, and people know how to navigate. If you have too many things on the page, they don't know where to turn to, where to go to, what button to flick, what line they should click on. Just make it very clear. A lot of white space in the background is very valuable. The tweaker syndrome. What I call this tweaker syndrome is those who like to tweak stuff. They find something and they have to keep playing with it. For hours they play with, well, do I put it on the left side? Do I put it on the right side? Do I put it high? Put it low? Should I make it larger? Should I make it smaller? Sometimes you spend more time doing this, but sometimes it's an escape. You like playing with the artwork. You don't like putting out emails or information about your product. So sometimes it's a way to get away from it. Well, I've to tweak this and get this done. So don't waste your time doing a lot of things that aren't necessary. Not that testing isn't necessary. I'm not calling it testing. I'm just calling playing with different sizes and colors. Do something, put it there, let it go, and move on. Always look for the simplest solutions. Don't fall into the trap of trying to find the most exotic, the most far-out thing you can do. That's going to disturb people. Remember, you're dealing with business clients. You want people to come to your website and do business. So you don't want to scare them off. If you're selling exotic birds, then certainly make your site look very exotic. But for the more traditional things, you just want to have a very basic website that shows exactly what you have for them. Don't waste your time. It's a waste of time to keep fiddling around with things and changing it this way and that way. Mistake number three, lack of focus or a consistent theme in the site's content. A mistake I see some web makers make is a total lack of focus or consistent theme in a website content. Here's the bottom line. A site should be aimed at one target and one target only. Anything that doesn't contribute directly to selling your product, don't put it there. If it doesn't talk about your product, don't put it there. If it's extra, if it's just something off the wall, don't put it there. So it's important to always have a specific laser focus for of your purpose, and that'll make your website very sharp and clear to somebody visiting it. Remember, you know what's there. A visitor doesn't. So they want to be able to see very clearly exactly what you have. Then you've got to keep all the content on that site focused on your one specific purpose, which is to get people to take action. If they don't take action, then you're not going to make a sale. So that's the purpose, to take action. Using animation properly. When I say animation, I'm really talking about one or two things. First, we're talking about little flash animations, or more typically, animated GIFs, as we talked about a couple weeks ago. But typically, animation is used to draw somebody's attention to something new they may not have seen before or familiar with. Now, let me give you an example. A famous marketer, Armin Marin is his name, actually, but he uses a moving red arrow that moves back and forth, pointing to where he wants you to click to purchase his product. Now, the eye focus on the arrow gets you to move there. He's got just one animated graphic. That's the arrow pointing to the website. It's pointing to the reason he wants you there on the website, to sign up for his product. Sometimes people put flash pictures all over the place. Remember, the more graphics you have, the longer it takes for your website to load. If it takes more than 5 seconds to load, people often will click the backlink and go to something else. The higher quality of the picture, the higher intensity of the picture, the slower it loads. Now, some people have very quick broadband lines. That's not going to be a problem, but most people don't. So you've got to remember that it takes time to load, and the more graphics you put on there, the longer it takes to load. The Flying Dutchman syndrome. You've got too many pop-ups, ads that junk ads that come in, fly over, pop up, jump around. One or two are fine, something to add attraction to it to make your eye focus somewhere, but you don't want too many things on one. You don't want a lot of flashing things on one screen because it just throws the people off. Their eyes jump all over. They don't know where they're supposed to be or going. In other words, put a, an, if it's important part, make it flash. There's a lot of flash animation you can get, but just put one per page and put that not at the beginning of the page, but where it's going to make effect to make the person commit to purchasing from you. Another thing I call is jamming a football through a garden hose. This is basically making your pages so big that they take forever to load. Again, you've got so much information going through. If you've got a lot of pictures, as we said earlier, it's just not going to load. 5, 6, 7 seconds are the most, then all of a sudden people turn it off. So normally on a website, you have a heading, a nice graphic at the heading, and that's fine. You need that heading graphic. But putting graphics all the way through are going to just slow things down and make it difficult. Keep graphics to a minimum. One at the top of the page is fine, but a simple graphic will do what's important for you. Ugly, 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 ugly. That's mistake number 7. This mistake basically refers to bad color schemes that assault the eyes of the visitor. You know, you can get odd colors that don't read well. The background color is more difficult to read because of the color you chose for the font, so be careful. It is bad when you see black page with white text. It's just not what people are normally used to. It'll kill the eyes, and then people after a few seconds not going to read it because they can't read it. They're not going to spend the time. Remember, you've got to catch them and grab them quickly. The other thing to do is always look for what big sites do with their colors. Find a site, type in anything, the top 5 listings under Google, click to their websites and see what color they're using. Notice it's kind of a very soft, inviting type color. It's important. See how vast majority of sites display their colors and also look at the type fonts, the sizes, and those kinds of things. That'll give you an idea of making your site so it's, sure, you can make a black background and white type. People can read it. It'll be hard. But why make people work at it? Make them want to feel relaxed and comfortable when they open up your website. Oh, I feel good about that one. Clean up before the company arrives. That's number 8. Nothing turns people off like misspellings on a page. Also misspellings in emails. You'll find a lot of misspellings in emails. And that turns people off. Not everyone, but majority of people that will turn off. Especially to the first-time people. If they come to your website for the first time, they see 1, 2, 3 misspelled words or improper grammar being used. They're going to say, oh, wait a minute, this person isn't very sophisticated. I got to question this. So I'm sure, I know I've made mistakes in spelling. We all do to a certain degree. And being a little bit dyslexic, you make a lot of them. But you want to make sure you read it and have someone else read it. And as soon as somebody tells you about a misspelling, then very quickly change it, make it correct. And again, if you're not good at misspelling, the way to proofread is read backwards. Read whatever you wrote, read backwards. One little spelling error may not matter, but it does matter. Believe me. People say, oh, it doesn't really matter once, but it does matter. It's big, big time. Another thing is test your links before you put your website up. I can't tell you how many times people will do something and not have tested their links. And then somebody clicks on it and it doesn't work. And again, in email, be sure that you check your link, click on it before you send out the email. Many times people will send out an email and say, oh, look at this website or view my product, and you click on it and nothing because they forgot to double check. Little things, but big things. So those are some mistakes that people make. Again, your font size, your colors, how much graphics you have on there, the flashing of the graphics, those are all things to, when you walk in a store, if you walk in a store and there's all kinds of pictures and things all over the, clutter all over the place, you don't get a very comfortable feeling. But if you walk in a store, it's kind of, you might have a chair there where somebody can sit in, more comfortable, more open space, you feel much more comfortable. It's the exact same way with your website. Your website is no different than a physical store. You want people to enter it and feel good about. You want people to look at it and just feel, yes, this is a part of, I want to be a part of this and see what's in there. And then they'll navigate around. The important thing on your website, usually, unless it's a one-page site, some people have a mini site that's called a one-page site, but most often you'll have sites with different links on there. So if there's room between there and they can look and see what they have to do, and a few colors that'll jump out and stand out, and then they'll want to look around. But if it's so cluttered that they can't figure it out, then you've just turned people off. So lots to think about in putting together your website. And if you make a mistake and look back and think, oh, I want to change this, then change it. Don't be afraid to change it. And don't be afraid to, as I said, Google others in your same market area. Find out what colors they're using, how many graphics they're using, what they're doing, and why are they linked so high. Well, of course, they're linked high because they're getting a lot of back links, but also because people are staying there and visiting, and that's a big key. So we have a lot to talk about the next couple weeks. I want you to go to our website, milosinternetmarketing.com, and check out the monthly special and the radio special. The monthly special is the Instant Lead Magnet program that helps you find instant leads off of Craigslist and Backpage and Gumtree and really help you build up a list very fast and very rapidly. And then look at the monthly special, or the radio special, sorry. The radio special is Milo's Mail e-blast that allows you to send emails to hundreds of people that will want to see your site and view it and see what you have to offer them. And we have to offer Andy next. He's got some great things to talk about, and we'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to Milo's Internet Marketing Radio program on TalkZone.com.